wants this one to say good morning, but that wouldn't be right. I'm used to saying that. Good evening. Good evening. I am so, so glad that you're here with us tonight. Thank you for joining us in this time of worship and the time of just sharing each other's hearts and just sharing testimony with each other. I'm so glad that you've taken this time out of your night to do this with us. We want to start tonight with the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm 116, and just before we start, if you want to sit the whole night, you are more than welcome to sit. If you want to stand, you're more welcome to stand. Whatever the Lord would have you to do tonight. We have coffee in the back. If you want to go get a cup of coffee anytime in between, get a cup of coffee, bring it back in. Just let this just be a time of freedom tonight, and I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts as we're gathered together, that the Holy Spirit would have the freedom to move in this place, and that He would speak whatever His words are for you and me tonight. I'm going to start in 116, verses 1. And I love this psalm just because this is speaking of where David was. Where David was, and just that the Lord had saved him, the Lord had delivered him, the Lord was in the process of delivering him. And even when he was in the midst of just difficulties and trials, this is what his response was. This was not his repayment to God for what he did, but this was his response in worship to God for what he did. Starting in verse 1. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is, so merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death and he saved me. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I believed in you, so I said, I am deeply troubled, Lord. In my anxiety, I cried to you, these people are all liars. What can I offer the Lord for all that he has done for me? This is his response. I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. I will keep my promises to the Lord in the presence of all his people. I want to go back to verse 13. David's response and our response today for all the Lord has done in our life and for all that we can never repay, for all that we cannot even attempt our hope to repay for what the Lord has done. He calls us tonight to lift up the cup of salvation and praise the name of the Lord for what he has given us in his salvation. We can offer that back to him, and it is a cup that is overflowing. It is a cup that never runs dry, and it is a cup that is filled with rivers of living water, streams of living water that we can sit in, that we can rest in. It is a cup full of the blood of Christ that covers our sin today. It also says in verse 14 that I will keep my promises to the Lord in the presence of all his people. So my prayer tonight, as in the verse before, that we will lift up the cup of salvation, that we will praise the name of the Lord, but we will do so in the presence of each other, unashamedly, that the church together tonight would be edified, that the church together tonight would lift up in one voice the name of the Lord, that he is faithful to speak and that he is faithful to meet us here by the power of his Spirit. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin tonight. Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Oh Lord, we rejoice in who you are. Lord, we rejoice in you tonight. Lord, you have done great things in the midst of your people. Lord, you are doing great things in the midst of us right now. Lord, your spirit is alive and working and moving in the hearts of your people. Lord, you are speaking fresh revelation to us. Lord, you are showing us. Lord, you are filling us with the knowledge of you, God. Lord, as we abide in your presence, Lord, tonight, Lord, as we're gathered here, Lord, we say collectively and corporately, Lord, that we long for your presence. Oh, Lord, we long to see you. We long to experience you, God. Lord, we long to hear your voice, Lord, and then obey what you say, God. Lord, so in the midst of each other, Lord, we lift up our voice. We lift up our hearts to you. Lord, you are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. We lift up the cup of salvation in the midst of our brothers today.
Worship is holy name. greatness of our God. I spend my life to know, and I'm far from close to all you are. The greatness of our God.
No sky.
And no sky contains, no doubt restrains all you are. The greatness of our God. I spend my life to know, and I'm far from close to all you are. The greatness of our God. To
when the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to thing I've made it, it's all of
to
We're desperate for your presence tonight, Lord. For your voice to speak to our hearts, God. Wash over us tonight. speak your words, Lord, of life and conviction. Lord, encourage me, God. Holy Spirit, speak to us, Lord.